Let's go back to the controversy over the mother and baby homes records. Claire McGettrick, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance and co-founder of Justice for Magdalens, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
Can you give us your reaction to the Cabinet statement yesterday? I presume you welcome the decision on the Cabinet on recognising that people, adoptees and survivors of mothers and babies homes will be able to access their records in certain circumstances.
Well, we welcome the new approach taken by the government. We warmly welcome it. It's a very, very welcome departure of the events that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. We agree with the U-turn on obviously on GDPR provision of access to records. However, we believe that in order for the effective and respectful and fair implementation of the GDPR, it is absolutely crucial to have data protection law experts installed both in the Department of Children and Youth Affairs immediately in Tuzla, who already are in the business of information provision, and indeed in every other situation where records of adoption and institutional abuse are held.
And in terms of the records themselves, that there was such debate about, the adoptees and the survivors, do I understand it that they are now acknowledged by government to have the right to seek, but not necessarily to get their records? The terms and conditions apply. Is that the case?
Yes. Now, under data, under the GDPR, I'm not a legal expert, but the legal our legal advisors tell us that there is a balancing act under GDPR. From what I've seen so far, it was late, this all happened quite late last night. But from what I've seen so far, some experts are raising questions about the government's interpretation in terms of the test that's going to apply in that.
Sorry to cut across you, but does that mean that there's a concern that maybe the terms and conditions for getting access to your own data, that they may be too restrictive? Is that what you're worried about?
Well, yes, absolutely, because the state's practice to date has been unfortunately appalling, particularly in Tuzla. So therefore, it's absolutely crucial to have data protection experts installed in, as I say, the department, independent experts of the department and of Tuzla and of any department indeed involved in providing information from these records.
And of course, the report itself from the Commission goes to the Minister tomorrow. And obviously, there's a process before it can be made public. Do you realistically think there's any chance of seeing it before Christmas?
I don't know the answer to that because I haven't seen the report. But we know from the fallout of Ryan, of the Ryan Commission, a huge problem was the lack of prosecution. So I wouldn't want to preempt any of that, obviously, or prejudice anything. But that's really,
so better
really
to
important.
Get it right than rush publication.
Well, indeed. As I say, when I mentioned the Ryan Commission, we also stress that this new position has huge implications for people with records at the McAleese Archive, people with records of the Ryan Commission. They should also be provided with their records immediately because the GDPR applies across the board, and we welcome the state's acknowledgement of that.
Okay, and those are points we put to the Minister when he joins us after 8. For the moment, Claire McGettrick, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland at 8:16.